It's December the 5th. Let's read the Bible. Welcome back, friends, to this year-long journey from Genesis to Revelation in just 1 year. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for being with us, whether you have just hopped on the Bible bus or maybe you've been with us from the very beginning. Heard from so many friends around the world who are reading through the Bible this year using these videos. And by the way, the audio podcasts are available also. You can go to Spotify, Google Play, or iTunes. And if you want to watch the video, they're available at keepbelieving.com, also on YouTube and Rumble and Facebook. But keepbelieving.com is where you ought to go for the video. Audio, if you want to listen while you're jogging or riding your bike or driving your car, easy to do. Whether you're brand new to this, whether you just hopped on the bus here for the last month of the journey, we are glad to have you. Encourage you, as you have time, go back and watch the other videos, listen to the audio, and eventually you will get caught up with us. Doesn't matter. Glad to have you with us here on this December the 5th. Got a note the other day from somebody who said, listening late as we moved into our new home today. And then they said, good thing it's daylight savings time tonight. Well, hey, congratulations on your new home. And I think that's wonderful. You're still listening to the Bible bus amid all the hustle and bustle of moving into a new home. That's fantastic. Now today, the book of Amos. The book of Amos. Amos, well, let's just say this. He was a shepherd prophet. He was a shepherd first. He was a farmer first, he was a prophet who was called by God, but that wasn't, he didn't come from the prophetic guild, so to speak. He was a man who was a shepherd in a little town called Tekoa, which was outside Jerusalem. God called him, and he left Jerusalem, and he went north, north to Bethel, which was the heart of the idolatry of the northern kingdom of Israel. The year was about 755 B.C., which makes Amos a contemporary of Hosea. So what Hosea saw and condemned, Amos is going to condemn as well. And I love that verse in Amos chapter 5, verse 24, let justice roll down like water. One of the great verses in this book. I'm going to take that as our theme. So what we have here is a working man who's been called by God to go north, into a region that would not have been natural or familiar to him. And there he is going to call for two things. He's going to call for revival and reformation. Revival meaning a turning to God and a reformation, because he's going to basically say, and what he says is exactly right, that though the people of the northern kingdom at this moment in time are living in affluence, they have forgotten God, they have turned to idolatry, and they were oppressing the poor and the needy among them. Here is a very simple outline of the book. Chapters 1 and 2, you're going to have the prophecies of Amos. Chapters 3 through 6, the sermons of Amos. And then chapters 7, 8, and 9, the visions of Amos. Prophecies, sermons, and visions. Now today, we're going to read chapters 1 through 5 of this wonderful book. So, Lord, open the eyes of our heart. We only have 2 days in this book. So, Lord, please help us to see clearly what you're saying to us today. Help us to see how relevant these words are from ancient times to the world today. So speak to us, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amos 1, the words of Amos, who was one of the sheep breeders from Tekoa, what he saw regarding Israel in the days of King Uzziah of Judah and Jeroboam, son of Jehoash, king of Israel, 2 years before the earthquake. He said, the Lord roars from Zion and makes his voice heard from Jerusalem. The pastures of the shepherds mourn and the summit of Carmel withers. The Lord says, I will not relent from punishing Damascus for 3 crimes, even 4, because they threshed Gilead with iron sledges. Therefore, I will send fire against Hazael's palace and it will consume Ben-Hadad's citadels. I will break down the gates of Damascus. I will cut off the ruler from the valley of Aven and the one who wields the scepter from Beth Eden. The people of Aram will be exiled to Kir. The Lord has spoken. The Lord says, I will not relent from punishing Gaza for three crimes, even four, because they exiled a whole community, handing them over to Edom. Therefore, I will send fire against the walls of Gaza, and it will consume its citadels. I will cut off the ruler from Ashdod and the one who wields the scepter from Ashkelon. I will also turn my hand against Ekron, and the remainder of the Philistines will perish. The Lord God has spoken. The Lord says, I will not relent from punishing Tyre for three crimes, even four, because they handed over a whole community of exiles to Edom and broke a treaty of brotherhood. Therefore, I will send fire against the walls of Tyre, and it will consume its citadels. The Lord says, I will not relent from punishing Edom for three crimes, even four, because he pursued his brother with the sword. He stifled his compassion. His anger tore at him continually, and he harbored his rage incessantly. Therefore, I will send fire against Teman, and it will consume the citadels of Bozrah. The Lord says, I will not relent from punishing the Ammonites for three crimes, even four, because they ripped open the pregnant women of Gilead in order to enlarge their territory. Therefore, I will set fire to the walls of Rabbah, and it will consume its citadels. There will be shouting on the day of battle and a violent wind on the day of the storm. Their king and his princes will go into exile together. The Lord has spoken. Now, all of that was primarily, in fact, entirely, judgment on these surrounding nations. And now, Amos chapter 2, you're going to see what God has to say about Judah and Israel. But first, the Lord says, I will not relent from punishing Moab for three crimes, even four, because he burned the bones of the king of Edom to lime. Therefore, I will send fire against Moab, and it will consume the citadels of Kiriath. Moab will die with a tumult, with shouting and the sound of the ram's horn. I will cut off the judge from the land and kill all its officials with him. The Lord has spoken. The Lord says, I will not relent from punishing Judah for three crimes, even four, because they have rejected the instruction of the Lord and have not kept his statutes. The lies that their ancestors followed have led them astray. Therefore, I will send fire against Judah, and it will consume the citadels of Jerusalem. The Lord says, I will not relent from punishing Israel for three crimes, even four, because they sell a righteous person for silver and a needy person for a pair of sandals. They trample the heads of the poor on the dust of the ground and obstruct the path of the needy. A man and his father have sexual relations with the same girl, profaning my holy name. They stretch out beside every altar on garments taken as collateral, and in the house of their God, they drink wine obtained through fines. Yet I destroyed the Amorite as Israel advanced. His height was like the cedars, and he was as sturdy as the oaks. I destroyed his fruit above and his roots beneath, and I brought you from the land of Egypt and led you 40 years in the wilderness in order to possess the land of the Amorite. I raised up some of your sons as prophets and some of your young men as Nazarites. Is this not the case, Israelites? This is the Lord's declaration. But you made the Nazarites drink wine and commanded the prophets, do not prophesy. Look, I am about to crush you in your place as a wagon crushes when full of grain. Escape will fail the swift. The strong one will not maintain his strength, and the warrior will not save his life. The archer will not stand his ground. The one who is swift of foot will not save himself, and the one riding a horse will not save his life. Even the most courageous of the warriors will flee naked in that day. This is the Lord's declaration. Amos chapter 3. Now, we've gotten through the prophecies. Now, these are the sermons of Amos. Amos 3, listen to this message that the Lord has spoken against you, Israelites, against the entire clan that I brought from the land of Egypt. I have known only you out of all the clans of the earth. Therefore, I will punish you for all your iniquities. Can two walk together without agreeing to meet? Does a lion roar in the forest when it has no prey? Does a young lion growl from its lair unless it has captured something? Does a bird land in a trap on the ground if there is no bait for it? Does a trap spring from the ground when it has caught nothing? If a ram's horn is blown in a city, aren't people afraid? If a disaster occurs in a city, hasn't the Lord done it? Indeed, the Lord God does nothing without revealing his counsel to his servants, the prophets. A lion has roared. Who will not fear? The Lord God has spoken. Who will not prophesy? Proclaim it on the citadels in Ashdod and on the citadels in the land of Egypt. assemble on the mountains of Samaria and see the great turmoil in the city and the acts of oppression within it. The people are incapable of doing right. This is the Lord's declaration. Those who store up violence and destruction in their citadels. Therefore, the Lord God says, an enemy will surround the land. He will destroy your strongholds and plunder your citadels. The Lord says, as the shepherd snatches two legs or the piece of an ear from the lion's mouth, so the Israelites who live in Samaria will be rescued with only the corner of a bed or the cushion of a couch. Listen and testify against the house of Jacob. This is the declaration of the Lord God, the God of armies. I will punish the altars of Bethel on the day I punish Israel for its crimes. The horns of the altar will be cut off and fall to the ground. I will demolish the winter house and the summer house. The houses inlaid with ivory will be destroyed, and the great houses will come to an end. This is the Lord's declaration. You see there at the end, these winter house and the summer house and houses inlaid with ivory. There would come a time when great suffering would happen in the northern Ten tribes. But that hasn't happened yet. This is 755 B.C., and the people are following after idolatry. And Jeroboam, he was a lousy king. He was lousy. And he turned the other way when the people were turning to idolatry and the Baals and the witchcraft and all the evil. But it was a time of economic prosperity. And isn't that the way it always is? People think, well, I've got money, so it really doesn't matter whether I follow the Lord or not. That's always a mistake to think like that. So, chapter 4, continuing in the sermons of Amos, listen to this message, you cows of Bashan who are on the hill of Samaria, women who oppress the poor and crush the needy and say to their husbands, bring us something to drink. The Lord God has sworn by his holiness, look, the days are coming when you will be taken away with hooks, every last one of you with fish hooks. You will go through breaches in the wall, each woman straight ahead, and you will be driven along toward Harmon. This is the Lord's declaration. Come to Bethel and rebel. Rebel even more at Gilgal. Bring your sacrifices every morning, your tents every 3 days. Offer leavened bread as a thanksgiving sacrifice and loudly proclaim your freewill offerings. For that is what you Israelites love to do. This is the declaration of the Lord God. This is an attack on these women who are living in prosperity. I just interrupt to say, in prosperity, because then the cows of Bashan. But he's saying, in your prosperity, you don't care about the poor and the suffering and the needy around you. You will be judged. Verse 6, I gave you absolutely nothing to eat in all your cities, a shortage of food in all your communities, yet you did not return to me. This is the Lord's declaration. I also withheld rain from you. While there were still 3 months until harvest, I sent rain on one city, but no rain on another. One field received rain, while a field with no rain withered. Two or three cities staggered to another city to drink water, but you were not satisfied. Yet you did not return to me. This is the Lord's declaration. I struck you with blight and mildew. The locust devoured your many gardens and vineyards, your fig trees and olive trees, yet you did not return to me. This is the Lord's declaration. I sent plagues like those of Egypt. I killed your young men with the sword along with your captured horses. I caused the stench of your camp to fill your nostrils, yet you did not return to me. This is the Lord's declaration. I overthrew some of you as I overthrew Sodom and Gomorrah, and you were like a burning stick snatched from a fire, yet you did not return to me. This is the Lord's declaration. Therefore, Israel, this is what I will do to you. And since I will do that to you, Israel, prepare to meet your God. He is here, the one who forms the mountains, creates the wind, and reveals his thoughts to men, the one who makes the dawn out of darkness and strides on the heights of the earth. The Lord, the God of armies, is his name. Amos chapter 5. Listen to this message that I am singing for you, a lament, house of Israel. She has fallen. Virgin Israel will never rise again. She lies abandoned on her land with no one to raise her up. For the Lord God says the city that marches out 1,000 strong will only have 100 left, and the one that marches out 100 strong will only have 10 left in the house of Israel. For the Lord says to the house of Israel, seek me and live. Do not seek Bethel or go to Gilgal or journey to Beersheba. For Gilgal will certainly go into exile and Bethel will come to nothing. Seek the Lord and live. or he will spread like fire throughout the house of Joseph, and it will consume everything with no one at Bethel to extinguish it. Those who turn justice into wormwood, and also those who turn justice into wormwood, and also throw righteousness to the ground, the one who made the Pleiades and Orion, who turns darkness into dawn and darkens day into night, who summons the water of the sea and pours it out over the surface of the earth. The Lord is his name. He brings destruction on the strong, and it falls on the fortress. They hate the one who convicts the guilty at the city gate, and they despise the one who speaks with integrity. Therefore, because you trample on the poor and exact a grain tax from him, you will never live in the houses of cut stone you have built. You will never drink the wine from the lush vineyards you have planted. For I know your crimes are many and your sins innumerable. They oppress the righteous, take a bribe, and deprive the poor of justice at the city gates. Therefore, those who have insight will keep silent at such a time, for the days are evil. Pursue good and not evil, so that you may live. And the Lord, the God of armies, will be with you. As you have claimed, hate evil and love good, and establish justice at the city gate. Perhaps the Lord, the God of armies, will be gracious to the remnant of Joseph. Therefore, the Lord, the God of armies, the Lord says, there will be wailing in all the public squares. They will cry out in anguish in all the streets. The farmer will be called on to mourn, and professional mourners to wail. There will be wailing in all the vineyards, for I will pass among you. The Lord has spoken. Woe to you who long for the day of the Lord. What will the day of the Lord be for you? It will be darkness and not light. It will be like a man who flees from a lion, only to have a bear confront him. He goes home and rests his hand against the wall, only to have a snake bite him. Won't the day of the Lord be darkness rather than light, even gloom without any brightness in it? I despise your feast. I can't stand the stench of your solemn assemblies. Even if you offer me your burnt offerings and grain offerings, I will not accept them. I will have no regard for your fellowship offerings of fattened cattle. Take away from me the noise of your songs. I will not listen to the music of your harps, but let justice flow like water and righteousness like an unfailing stream. House of Israel, was it sacrifices and grain offerings that you presented to me during the 40 years in the wilderness? But you have taken up Sakoth your king and Kawan your star god, images you have made for yourself. So I will send you into exile beyond Damascus. The Lord, the God of armies, is his name. He has spoken. I don't know if you caught that in Amos chapter 4. He is warning them. Amos 4:12. Preachers often have preached from this. Therefore, Israel, this is what I will do to you. And since I will do that to you, Israel, prepare to meet your God. That's not good news. That's bad news. What he's saying is, I warned you again and again and again, and you did not listen to me, and you did not turn. Therefore, prepare to meet your God. If you will not come to him as the Savior, you will one day meet him as the judge. That is the message of the Word of God. If you do not want Jesus as the Lamb of God, you will one day face him as the Lion of the tribe of Judah. Everybody's going to have to answer to the Lord sooner or later. And I say to you, do not trust in your money. There's some really strong words there in chapter 5. He condemns them. He says, you know, you trample on the poor. You despise those who speak with integrity. You use your position to hurt the poor instead of helping them up. I know your crimes are many. Your sins innumerable. And then he says, pursue good, not evil. I mean, God's saying you hate evil, love good. There is a chance. Perhaps God will be gracious. But then he says, You think you want the day of the Lord? Don't be so sure about this. This is what got me just as I was reading this. I despise your feast. I can't stand the stench of your solemn assemblies. Those are the times when they would come together and they would fast and pray. No, they would be so religious. And God says, I hate it because it is nothing but pure hypocrisy. No amount of religion can take place of pure repentance from the heart. So let us pray today. Oh God, deliver us from the sin of hypocrisy. Deliver us from the sin of religiosity, of trusting in Sunday school or small group or going to church, giving the money and singing the songs. Lord, deliver us from thinking that outward religiosity can somehow substitute for a heart that is truly open toward you. So God, help us to love you today and help us to love people. Help us not to hate those who are suffering, but Lord, to reach down and in your name with a hand and do what we can to help those around us who are in need. So give us eyes to see them, Lord. Help us to love you and love other people in your name. That's a big part of the book of Amos. And boy, if there's ever a message that we need today, it's this book of Amos. What a great book it is. Go out and have a great day. Keep your eyes open. Who knows? There may be somebody you can help, and only you can help. So keep your eyes peeled. Lord, we're praying. Show us who needs the help only we can give today. And if we can lend a helping hand, an encouraging word, give hope to somebody who's struggling, it will truly be a great day. So, folks, would you come back tomorrow? I got to tell you, this is what we're going to do. We're going to finish up Amos, and then we're going to do the little one-chapter book of Obadiah. So it's the rest of Amos and Obadiah tomorrow. It's going to be big. Come back tomorrow. See you then.